Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Again, 818-301-5834. And even if you don't want to comment on the episode, you can just call in and say hello. I don't mind that either. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, let's see. Before we get into today's show, this morning's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770 732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And I see there are many people joining the show right now. You probably are just now getting your show notes from me. And I apologize for that. Just have a lots of stuff going on today. And I got it out, right? Don't hold me to that. I got it out. So I see you guys are getting on the show. So I appreciate it. Okay. Let's see. Right now it's 41 degrees in the ATL and it's sunny. We're looking at a high of 59 today, a low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, high 57, low 32, but sunny. Thursday, we're looking at 61 and a low of 38 and sunny degrees. All right, so that's your weather for the next couple of days. And today's word of the day is sub rosa, sub rosa. S-U-B-R-O-S-A. Sub rosa is an adverb, and it means in confidence or secretly. In confidence or secretly. So, hey, that's a great word. If you guys want to grab that, stick it in your vocabulary, and use it however you see fit. Sub rosa. That's a great word. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834. Have a great show for you today. And before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to say send my condolences to my best friend Kenny Wiggins and his family. They lost their mom over the weekend. She'd been sick for a very long time, and she transitioned over the weekend. Now, guys, she is in a much, much better place. And she's not suffering anymore, and she's happy. I just know she is. I just wanted to say that, and because I grew up with the family for years, from the eighth grade when I met the family, and I know they're listening, all the way to today. And she'll be missed by a lot of people. But again, she's in a better place. All right. So, again, my condolences to the family. And I know the funeral is on Saturday morning. I will be there. That's it. Okay. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm getting a little choked up here, but, we'll move on. All right. Today's episode is entitled, "What would you say if your partner or your spouse asked you to invite someone in for a threesome?" Okay, let me say it again. What would you say if your spouse or your partner asked you to invite someone in for a threesome? Okay, so what I want to do, I want to discuss this idea of a threesome that some couples enjoy and some do not. Okay, and I heard this on I heard it on another show. Okay, there was a young lady on the show who's just written a book, and then that book, that's what she talks about. Okay, so I said, man, that might be a great topic for us to talk about on the show. Of course, she didn't go into detail about it because she didn't want to spoil the book. Okay, want people to buy it, so she didn't want to tell the book. But I want to go into detail about it. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And I also wanted to say hello to some friends of mine in Florida who are listening to the show this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. Now, what would you say if your spouse or your partner asked you to invite someone in for a threesome? Now, if you don't know what a threesome is, I'll explain. Okay? A twosome is, like they say, it takes two to tango, right? So you got a male and a female in the bedroom together. Okay? Now, a threesome, that's a twosome. A threesome is they invite someone else in from the outside, a male or a female. Okay? Now, a lot of men always say, that's my dream, is to have two women in bed at the same time. Well, some men think it's their dream. But what happens when you invite, say a man brought another woman in to have a threesome with he and his partner? Okay? And what usually happens is, or what I've heard happens is that his partner or his spouse ends up enjoying what his invitee brought into the game. Y'all with me? So he invited another female into the bedroom with he and his girlfriend, or he and his wife, and his wife or his girlfriend or what have you, she enjoyed her more than she enjoyed him. So now she's telling him, hey, I don't need you. I don't want you anymore. I want her. And then what happens? Hey, you know, you end up breaking up or get a divorce or what have you, and now you've lost your girl to another female. Okay? Now, I believe that a lot of females know what they like, right? They know what they like, and they know what each other likes. That's my thing when I talk about, a lot of times I do shows about gays and lesbians, right? So, again, I call females lesbians. I call males gay, all right? So with lesbians, I believe that there are more lesbian couples than there are gay couples. Okay, I may be wrong, but that's what I believe. I believe there are more gay couples, lesbian couples, than there are gay couples. And the reason I say that is because lesbian couples have more fun than gay couples. When it comes to sex, they have more fun. Okay, because they know what the other one wants. And that's what happens when you have a male and two females that get together for a sexual encounter. And what happens? She goes for her. Okay? She goes for her. So I, you know, my advice to you guys out there is, if you're, you know, if you're wanting to keep your girl, don't invite a third party into your bedroom. Don't invite another woman into your bedroom. See, now, men will not bring another man into their bedroom. Or a woman, if she wants to bring another man into the bedroom for a threesome with her and her friend, her and her boyfriend, and another male friend, she bringing another male into the situation. Now, her boyfriend is so upset that he's not gonna let it happen. Okay? Then if he does let it happen, someone's gonna get intimidated. Okay? That's just the way, you know, we males are built. Right? Now women, I don't know. Now, don't send me hundreds of emails saying, Frank, you don't understand this, but don't send me 100 emails because I may not understand. But women, two women being together, or two women being in the room together with one man, I mean, is she going to get intimidated by this other woman for what she's got? Y'all with me? But I tell you, a man would get intimidated. I don't know if he would get intimidated by him or him by him, vice versa. But someone's going to get intimidated. Okay? And if he comes into the situation, if he comes into your situation and she likes what he's giving her, hey, she may be throwing rocks at you in the next hour, telling you to go on about your business, right? So that's why I feel like that may be a problem. If you wanted to bring another female or a male into the situation. So men, hey, either way is no good. Okay? Women, either way is good. Right? So I believe that women are the ones who want threesomes definitely more than men. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, hey, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. You can call into the show, voice your opinion, you know, call me an idiot, whatever. I don't mind. That's what the show is for. But that's what I believe. And after, you know, listening to this young lady talk about her book a little bit this morning, you know, you started to thinking that, you know, you bring another female into the house or into the room for you guys to get together, all three, is going to be a problem. Okay? It's going to be a problem. Now, before you brought this female into your situation, you know, it's not a matter that your spouse or partner is a lesbian. You know, that's not the situation, right? Because all the while, you've never known her to be with another woman. But now you bring another woman into y'all's intimate relationship. Okay? And now she likes this woman. She wants this woman. Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? Because you brought her into the situation. You thought that you were this, you know, this big time sex symbol that's going to bring, I'm gonna have me two women at the same time. That's my dream, yada, yada, yada. And you bring them in together. Next thing you know, you've done your thing. You know, you're downstairs having a cup of coffee while they're still playing. And, you know, hey, they're still playing, but you done playing for a while. Right, guys? You're done playing for a while. But that's what happens with that. That's exactly what happens. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. For sure, you guys can call me and talk about this. Now, for it to be two men and a woman, something's going on with these two guys. Okay? They know each other or whatever, or they come in because this is the way that she is. She wants that situation. And, you know, it happens. Okay? Now, this is something funny. I just thought of it. I thought of this. When we were in college, my first year of college, there was a young lady on campus. She may have been a senior in college when we first got there. And she was known as the campus whore, okay? I mean, we're all grown here. Excuse me. She was known as the campus whore. She was a Caucasian young lady. And she'd allow multiple men to come to her room and be with her. Now, I don't know if you call that a threesome, a foursome, a fivesome, a twosome. I don't know what you call it. But that's what she did. She didn't do it for money, or she didn't do it to learn a subject. She's none of that. I guess you call her a nympho or whatever. She just liked to have sex. And there are women and men out there like that. Right? But, you know, threesome guys, I just say, don't try it. You're not going to win in that situation. Okay? You're not. You're going to lose. You're going to lose both those women, period. So don't even try it. Now, I have a few more minutes left in the show, guys. And then I have many, many things to do today. But I just want to stay in line with this show being 100%. I always try to tell it like it is on the show. I try not to hold back. I try to keep it as clean as I can. And I try to educate my audience. And at the same time, I educate myself. Okay? But I really love you guys, and I really love doing the show, and I have lots of people up on the show. I'm sure there are lots of people listening in online on my show page, And I appreciate that. When I look at my numbers, I'm always thinking, man, how could I, me, have a show like this? I mean, it's growing fast. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and I appreciate it. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to have a very special show on tomorrow. And I'll give you a little crease of what that's going to be about tomorrow. Let's see if I can grab it real quick here. Okay. This is one where a daycare worker claims he accidentally the 5-year-old girl during a tickle fight. I'm going to lay into this guy so bad tomorrow. So bad tomorrow. You guys aren't going to want to miss it. All right. So let me find something to close out with you guys. And let's do it together. I see that people are still joining the show, and we're closing out. Hey, join me tomorrow, guys. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
Crime, do the best thing I have.